And I think one of the reasons why he was passed for is he's a big game hunter. And I think that he might be able to relate to the cause. I don't think he's a hunter of anything we hunt.
Oh, you speak of animals, then?
Yes.
Okay.
Should we actually mention what we hunt, or just...
If... I will leave that to you guys as necessary.
Or should we just say we're hunters, too?
That might work. We are a hunting lodge.
No, I don't think the quotes are necessary. We hunt things.
I've managed to arrange a meeting between you and him and, of course, your three associates. I didn't want to send Din in, or Ruda, or Voki, or Horus. Honestly, you three are the most socially polite.
Wait, what?
You polite. Don't exist.
I actually do have persuasion.
Us three. Yeah, okay, so you
don't exist. Is that out? Shine like you.
You're the bodyguard.
Big, brawny American.
So,
the hatchet and a pistol. And a shotgun now.
Actually, the shotgun and the hatchet tend to stay hidden because people look at me funny if I carry them around.
You do not carry the shotgun around. The shotgun is impossible to hide.
That's why I want to get it sawed off.
But you have to find some place to get it sawed off. Because you don't just want... You could just take a saw to it. But at the same time, that could wind up very, very bad, too.
I bought the shotgun, and I will take it along if I know we're going to hunt something.
For example, if you saw off a double-barrel shotgun and you do it wrong, it could have the shell catch. If the shell catches, guess where it goes off? Inside the gun. Which is not good. That is very, very bad.
Hey, you can get Ripitech in your hands now.
I assume the type of shotgun I bought is a single-shot shotgun?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. No double barrel for me.
Alright. Well, if you would kindly take a look into it, it shouldn't be too painful.
Alright.
When did you schedule the meeting?
Tomorrow, during lunchtime. Well, just after lunch. So eat before you go.
So at his estate, or...?
At his estate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And cutscene. Bam! You guys are now standing outside.
Does anyone else feel like we just lost about a day?
You guys realize that you're staying next to six... laying next to you guys is six bottles of vodka and a snow globe.
I pick up the snow globe.
Oh, I pick up the snow globe. Oh.
That's just getting the 1,000 caps.
Yeah, 2,000 caps.
Alright.
Well, no, first she has to find Mr. House's robot.
Oh, that's true. Jane may be hard to find.
Okay.
As you guys walk up, there's a butler who looks at... Oh! My lady. Lady. Welcome, and... Oh, you're a good, respectable gentleman. Greetings. Please! Come in. Lord Savage is waiting up in his personal study.
Oh, thank you.
He is expecting. You guys walk up and you guys enter his study. Mounted all over his study, you can see everything from a stuffed elephant head with tusks included. All the way to ducks posed in several different positions, to you can even see crocodiles, you can see horses, you can see dogs. His prize, who happened to notice, is a giant tiger that he managed to put down.
I saw that coming.
And then positioned directly behind his chair and desk is this giant bear who's like...
I want to animate the bear. Can I animate the bear?
And of course you guys see this very respectable gentleman. He's of course got this nice big bushy mustache. He looks to be about 50 or 60 years of age, but you see he's wearing the finest tailored suit, and he seems to be kind of looking over. So he's sitting there with a pipe, and he seems to be kind of reminiscing when you walk in. Oh, hello.
Follow Daddy's word.
Please, have a seat. He, of course, stands up when the ladies begin to sit down. Both ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And then
sits down.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Savage.
Ah, pleasure. You must be... I remember seeing you at a fencing tournament.
Oh, you watched my fencing? Ah, Liam Whitman.
Liam Whitman, that's what it was. Yes, I must say I'm a fan of the sport.
Ah, well.
In a way. I was sitting there with a compatriot. He's the big fencer, but I do have to respect a man who's willing to put a blade in his hand for a sport.
Well, it's quite enjoyable.
Yes, indubitably.
Quite, yes.
Yeah.
What?
I find my zen, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I've heard that term before when I was hunting in eastern China.
That sounds like a fascinating story.
Yes, it was fantastic. No area quite like China. Would you agree?
Yes.
Is that what you're going to say?
Yes.
And then no.
I never say no.
Okay, you go yes.
No is no answer.
Well. So, what can I help you with? I do not mean to be a sort of a rush, but I do have another appointment in a couple of hours. But of course, until then, you have my complete undivided attention.
Oh, we do not wish to waste your time.
Hmm? Oh.
So, I suppose we will get to the point. Me and my associates are have built a new lodge. It's currently...
A lodge?
Yes.
What sort of lodge?
A hunting lodge.
Oh, fantastic. Where is it located?
Unfortunately, we could not find any proper grounds to be nearby, so it is closer to the Eastern District here in London.
It's here in London?
Yes.
Oh. I thought you established it elsewhere. I was looking forward to hunting there.
That's exactly what I was thinking when you said that. Describe it as a hunting lodge. You know, if he puts money into it, he wants to see it. And we want to hunt something that's actually not going to eat us.
So it's here in London, huh? Well. Oh, please, go on.
Well, we are hoping to build it up as kind of like a meeting ground for hunters to go out and travel. They can share their studies, their stories. I thought it would be rather fascinating. Mm-hmm. And also have... I suppose we could also support their journeys. So to speak, if they have long travels, and if they come here often, maybe we could discount, or we can have... I was actually thinking about maybe occasionally give them some extra, I suppose, motives or coin to actually go out to certain areas that we heard hunting grounds were marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. However, our budget is slim because of...
Continue.
Because we're running to some unfortunate ends with certain individuals. I dare not go into grave detail on that. It's really not too important.
East India Company? They're always giving me trouble.
Only was like that.
And national governments always saying I can't go into certain places.
What's your stance on the Africa's thing?
Well, you mean the scuffle that's going on there?
Yeah.
Oh, please, it's like children bickering. I'm no lover of the Frenchmen, but seriously, they come into our areas and expect to expand their empire. We've already crushed them how many times? Ugh. It's almost as though they haven't learned their lesson yet. How many more individuals are we going to... good English boys are we going to have to send to France? Rather just usurp the damn Frenchman. Crazy Republic.
It is quite unfortunate, this little scruffle.
Yes, I've been to Africa a few times. I remember hunting a rhino. Damn scary beast.
How many days?
Took me 3 weeks to track down the one I wanted. biggest horn I'd ever seen. Lost two good men, one to dysentery, one to another to malaria. One had both his legs broken by the charging rhino. Poor chap.
Disease is horrible.
Yes, disease is quite unfortunate. Mm-hmm. Africa, such a dirty area.
Disease ridden.
Keep it in mind if I ever travel there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, this lodge seems interesting. Do you have anything in particular? Are you going to specifically head to Americas, to Africa, to... Well, what are you hunting?
Well, we were hoping it would be a commune for anyone who, I suppose, traveled around.
He turns around and just beside the barrier, he kind of lights up the fireplace.
So, our idea was that it would be a world traveling experience.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily. It would probably start out small, but of course expand over time. And we had heard that you are a great fan of the sport.
Uh-huh.
And have obviously had your own adventures.
Mm-hmm.
So, we were looking for sponsors to help us in this creation. You were one of the suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of sits back down and kind of lights up his pipe. Takes a strong hit and he goes, "So, why should I invest in your lodge and not one of the others that has been presented to me?"
Well, in all honesty,
because I'm awesome!
Good for PCs.
I have not investigated what potential the other lodges have had.
Mm-hmm.
I can only imagine that they tend to specialize in certain areas each.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hoping that this would be a worldwide experience. So, if one hunter comes to the lodge and shows his stories, then it would interest others to travel to similar areas. And we would help in the expenses,
mm-hmm.
to travel to such foreign areas, and hopefully have native insight, possibly, so they have greater chances.
What she's getting at is it would be more general and more worldwide than the other lodges would be.
Well, give me an example of the biggest thing you've hunted.
I personally haven't got the strength to use the proper guns.
Oh. However, you look like the biggest hunter. I bet you've hunted at least one or two tiger in your time.
I have seen quite a few.
Wild beasts, aren't they?
Oh, yes. I have often gone with my father on top of elephants into the wilds.
Is it always hiding in the bush? I found the best way to do it is go straight to the cubs. That's sure to lure them out. Go ahead and give me a spirit check, by the way.
I've been resisting and saying werewolves, big scary men, hags, witches.
Okay, and you are able to restrain yourself.
But maybe actually get our lodge. Let's try to just deal with people who have dealt with the supernatural.
How about you? Have you hunted anything?
Oh
no, we've never hunted anything in our world. We want you to invest money, though.
Well, there was the scarecrow one time. And
Hey, you guys can embellish stories like that. I suppose you can't, but...
Yeah. I'm more defensive myself. I'm sort of investing in this myself. However, I'm not really... I don't have nearly the resources that you do.
So you haven't hunted anything?
Well, I've been on a few hunts before.
Oh, what have you hunted then?
Oh, wolves, that sort of thing, you know.
Oh. How about you, my dear? What have you hunted?
Gorilla. Big fucking gorilla that could outrun me.
A gorilla?
Yes.
Really? That's fascinating. Go ahead and give me your...
Is persuasion?
Mm-hmm. However, you are considered an outsider. Gorilla, huh? Could you describe this gorilla for me?
He's twice my size.
He put me in a fucking eye! He broke my knife!
Really? You hunted a gorilla with a knife?
Yes! I'm actually very good at the knife.
I don't think they're getting this guy's funding, Andre.
Somehow I don't think it was really a gorilla, was it?
Well, we have a confession.
Yes, other than none of you have hunted in a day in your life.
Well, that's not true. I have hunted foxes and wolves. However...
That's not real hunting.
I agree. However, we are a member of a secret organization.
A secret club dedicated to not hunting.
Dedicated to hunting something different than predator. Well,
again, let me get our
I swear, life. If you're about to say humans, I will throw you out of my house.
Of course not.
I've had one group that tried to sell that to me.
Oh my!
Did they call themselves the Cabal?
Anyhow, we hunt the supernatural, like say werewolves or. Vampires.
Werewolves and vampires. That's it? That's the biggest you've taken down?
Well, the gorilla she was describing was actually a man who had taken some sort of potion and grown very large, like a gorilla.
Wait, this guy's dealt with the supernatural before?
Huh. So, gorilla men. Haven't heard of those before. You want to see my hunting collection?
I assume this is your discreet collection?
Oh yes, this is the less interesting stuff. Please, come this way. He puts out the fire and he kind of pulls a lever and the back part of the fireplace opens up and he says, I've been hunting since I was a boy. as he of course leads you in. You see this menagerie of things that you've probably never encountered in your existence. Ah, yes, this was my first werewolf. You know the rumor about only being killed by silver? Bullocks. Silver does help, but good old slug through the ice does well enough. And here he pulls down a set of teeth. Here's my first vampire. Lovely, isn't it?
Quite nice.
Tried to seduce me. And over here... Ah, yes, look at this. Snake men. Have you ever encountered snake men?
No.
In the depths of the Amazon.
Hmm.
Fascinating.
Curious.
Wow. See anything that looks familiar?
Hmm.
Not that one.
There's a mounted hag head.
We've downed one of those.
Oh, yes. Tricksy little creatures, aren't they?
Well, I was right my neck.
Bagged that one when I was going around Prague. Heard that they were there. It was right after I bagged my third albino werewolf.
He found it in the sewers of London.
In the sewers? Fascinating!
I found the ghost.
Alright, I'll make you a deal. I have one last creature that I need to hunt to complete my collection. If you help me hunt this creature, I'll give you your funding.
That sounds like we can come to an agreement.
Yes. Now... I intend to leave shortly for Canada. I intend to hunt a Sasquatch.
There is Canada.
What?
Yes, the elusive Sasquatch. I must have one.
What about the Bigfoot? We've hunted him yet.
For Bigfoot is a Sasquatch.
It is.
And Bigfoot isn't around until. Video footage. So it's a Sasquatch right now, okay? Bigfoot is a named Sasquatch.
Would it be a...
We're a tad low on money.
Would it be called a Yeti? Is there a set?
I am not certain.
No, Yetis are Asian. American versions are Sasquatch.
Oh, by the way, this
there is a difference.
Okay. I'm not certain we'd all be able to afford
Well, very well.
We haven't seen any.
I guess that's true then.
Yes.
I'm speaking for the others. No, not you, of course. And I myself could likely pay, but I'm not certain about our other compatriots.
Well, I can of course pay your way as long as you agree to not skidoo once we enter America. Since my wife passed on 6 years ago, I've had plenty of time to myself.
Wonderful. We won't desert you, of course.
Well then, I recommend you go inform whoever your employers are that you'll be making a trip to the Americas.
Wait, we will.
Yes, we're going to Canada.
Oh, that's not America.
I suppose we will. We're with the Rippers, by the way.
The who?
The Rippers.
What a lovely name.
But we do what you
that's
do.
That's the name of our group.
But less for sport, more to just keep them from killing people.
We protect them.
But sport is the best form.
There's actually some of us that do it.
I do it to protect people.
Waiters the £10 a month also doesn't hurt.
Players do it just for sport.
The £10 a month doesn't hurt because the American government isn't willing to pay my way back to America.
That's a good question. Why haven't they?
Well, this guy is willing to pay your way to America. Well, to Canada.
Once again, not America.
It's North America.
No, it's Canada.
Yes, it's North America.
It's French.
It's north of America.
Oh, heavens no, we would not stop in Quebec. Right. Well, actually, possibly. I heard that there might be some out near Montreal.
Are we hunting Bigfoot, then?
Yes. Sasquatch. Last one. To complete my collection.
Oh, the last one you need, not the last Bigfoot.
It could be the last Sasquatch.
It could be, but you don't know. But anyway, he's talking about the last thing he needs to complete his collection. Of, like, all supernatural creatures ever.
I won't say ever, but you know.
Does he have like some ghost stuff?
He walks over to a little vial.
How did you do it?
How did I do it?
Yes.
I would never give away trade secrets like that.
Oh. Well, we tangled with a ghost not too long ago. We had to leave him up there because we didn't have any means. We have no idea how to hurt it.
We
hear salt is good and
salt
magic,
is all right.
But we don't have any magic.
If you want to remove the sport of it. I mean, that's sort of like shooting a tiger from on top of an elephant. It's just not much fun.
Well, honestly, riding on the elephant might make it more fun.
No, you have to hunt it on equal terms. Give it a sporting chance, if you know what I mean.
Big cats don't deserve a sporting chance.
Of course they do!
Cougars.
You should have been here. You could have said that you had it cougars.
Dude, I don't hunt... Remember, Red Dead Redemption, I don't hunt cougars. They hunt me.
And they kill you.
No, they kill my horse.
And then you.
Not if your horse was death itself.
Alright. Travis will give you guys leave to head out. You will inform all of your kindred and whatnot that you will be disappearing for at least a few weeks.
I suppose this means I have to wire or send a telegram to the United States military
saying that you are going to Canada.
Going to Canada on business.
Have a lead. All right.
On something. What am I here for again?
You're hunting criminals.
Actually, they didn't even say that. They're just like...
No, you stay over there.
You're a great agent. Why don't you stay in London?
I hate
and
you.
Serve the American government there.
I hate you guys, too.
All right. And before you guys get on the boat ride, leaving out of London to go to Canada, that is where we will call it for this week.
And now, the bonus round. Okay, it's a podcast, but it's all about gaming, yeah. You know, all kinds of stuff. Card games, video games, board games, miniatures, RPGs. Hmm. Oh, and actual play recordings.
Right?
Recordings of games like Deadlands, Mutants and Masterminds, Call of Cthulhu, Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, I know this.
Hit me.
Gamer's Haven.
Woo! Congratulations! You've won a lifetime supply of gaming sustenance from the Gamer's Haven. From reviews to interviews to actual play, the gamer in you will never go without GamersHavenPodcast.com.
You've been listening to the Gamer's Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at GamersHavenPodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.